We're broadcasting live from the Roadcaster in Tramore Valley in Cork, and we're here for Run With Ray. We're running around the park later on today. It's booked out, but you can join us in Waterford, Kilkenny, up in Old Bridge, which is on the Meath Louth border. That's on Thursday. Then on Friday, we're in Newbridge House in Donabate. Just go to runwithray.ie. It'll cost you £5 to register, and you get the souvenir T-shirt to go with it. Now, Rory O'Connell, chef and founding director at Ballymaloe, joins us in the Roadcaster. How are you doing, Rory?
Very well, thank you. Lovely to be here.
Yeah. Now, people would associate you, of course, with East Cork.
Indeed.
But Cullahill is your home place.
Cullahill is the village I grew up in County Leash. It sort of sits in a dip in the road between Durrow and Johnstown, and behind a hill that we affectionately called and is still called Cullahill Mountain.
Right.
And at the bottom of that mountain is the remains of an old Amakilapatrick castle. And that's where this Folly Festival will be taking place.
Yeah, and people, it was on the main road at one stage, wasn't it?
That's right. It was a great speed trap back in the day. Dublin-Cork Road.
Dublin-Cork Road.
Yes, yeah.
And I remember there was a telephone box in there because I had to use it one morning. I can't remember. The car broke down or something like that. Yeah, back in the day when there was no mobile phones. So the Cullahill is the Folly Festival, July 4th and 5th, which is the weekend after next, is it?
That's it, more or less.
That's it. Yeah, around that.
Yeah.
And this is something you're passionate about.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's the village where I grew up, and I feel fortunate to have grown up there because we ranged freely as children. You know, we'd disappear for hours. You know, I don't know what we were doing, just going, walking up the mountain. And depending on the time of the year, you know, we might have picked hazelnuts in the autumn and damsons
earlier than that.
Lovely wild damsons and blackberries and wild mushrooms and just running around and, you know, doing childish things, but unencumbered by
worry. Did you ever eat Sally leaves?
No, I don't know what it's a Sally leaf.
It grows wild as well among the grass.
Right.
It's sort of like a tall, a bit like rocket.
Right.
A bit like rocket.
Okay.
Has a tangy flavour about it.
Okay, not lemony. It's not sorrel.
That could be the same one.
Might be sorrel, yeah. Wood sorrel or wild sorrel, yeah.
Right. And why do we call it a Sally leaf?
I have no idea. Who's Sally?
So you get hazelnuts, why do you?
Oh yeah, all over Ireland, yeah, and particularly in the Midlands. In fact, there's a lovely company called Ian Oils who are growing hazelnuts commercially now and then making their own oil. But hazelnuts grow wild all over the country, not quite close to the sea, but not far from the sea, all over the country. They were totally a thing. And we'd go and pick them and just break them and eat them. We didn't dry them or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we loved it. It marked the year, you know.
And damson, lovely.
Damsons.
Crumble or...
Yeah, in anything, a jam, anything like that. But a lot of the damson trees are gone now, really, because stone walls are gone in parts of the country and, you know, fields were made bigger. So a lot of those things were just bulldozed out of it, which is a pity, because part of our diversity, you know.
We thought we had a plum tree in the back garden and somebody told me, because I took a picture of the fruit, they told me it was a damson.
Right, yes, yeah.
Is it different? What are the damsons?
The damsons are smaller and really dark, nearly black in colour.
Right.
And they can be sweet and they can be sour. And the great thing you want to watch out for when eating a damson, that a maggot hasn't got to it or a worm before you and is burrowed into it. That was always one of the fears when we were growing up. But we absolutely love them.
Yeah.
And, you know, some years, there'd be lots of them, and some years there'd be nearly none.
Mm. So this is like an electric picnic for food.
Yeah, well, it is, but there's also great music as well. And Jerry Fish and loads of people are playing and local musicians as well. And on the Saturday, I'll be there giving a cookery demonstration just right underneath the old castle, which is really amazing. It's the most wonderful ruin. And there's a fantastic Sheila and a gig I think it's the west side of the castle. And there'll be local food producers and there'll be local dancers and musicians. And it goes on for 2 days. And all of the money that's raised goes back into the local community.
Brilliant.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
While we have you here, Rory, what are the trends in food in Ireland at the moment?
Oh, God.
What are the fashionable people eating?
What are the fashionable eating? The fashionable people are eating, are really trying to source the best ingredients. So the best potato and the best spear of asparagus or the best tomatoes.
Right.
And fairly simply cooked, I would say, really,
right.
Yeah.
So back to basics.
Back to absolute quality and then allowing the quality of those ingredients to shine themselves, really, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of much more complicated food going on at a certain level as well. And that's fine. There's a place for that. But I think there's a real interest, certainly among young cooks who've been abroad, and they see when they went abroad what we have in Ireland, uh-huh. and they come back and they recognise the beauty of a lot of the produce, and they want to shine a great big light on that.
Yeah, yeah. How to Cook Well, you're in pre-production, are you?
No, we just finished Morocco.
Oh, right.
But yeah, we went to Morocco last year,
right.
and the series is just finished with great fun, 7 programmes. So that's just finished airing. I presume it'll be repeating soon
right.
on RT1.
Sorry about that.
No, that's
that. And what about 9? Is there season 9?
Well, fingers crossed is all I'll say.
Yeah. North African food, they have that lovely thing. I had it once. It's like a spring roll, but it's a triangular in shape. And then in the middle, there's an egg that when you cut into it, they do lots of things with
phyllo pastry,
and
crispy on the outside, and they put sweet and savoury fillings, and they do a brilliant thing called pastilla, which with sort of sheets of phyllo pastry and pigeon and cinnamon. And, you know, the flavours can be sort of a bit strange to us, but if the balance is right between the sweetness and the saltiness and the sourness that you get from these very salty lemons that they use, that they preserve, it's one of the great cuisines of the world, Moroccan food.
Do people ask you what you eat?
They do. All of the time, Ray. All of the time.
No, but that must be a right thing. What do you have for breakfast, Rory? Because they want an in, don't they?
Yeah, they want an in. And people are genuinely interested. And I'd take a deep breath and say, well, actually, I had a boiled egg for breakfast.
Did you?
No, I had 2 fried eggs.
Right. Okay.
For my own ends, mind you. So that's not too bad.
So they taste like eggs.
Oh, my God. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
I remember a few years ago when the organic thing came back, and I remember going, oh, God, that tastes like an egg from my childhood.
Yes, because
you know, because the eggs I was eating didn't taste like eggs.
Yeah, well, the other thing about cooking and food is that the fresher ingredients are, generally speaking, the easier they are to cook. I mean, a really fresh egg nearly cooks itself, you know. It doesn't stick to the pan. It doesn't split because it's lovely and solid, you know.
Yeah.
And same like fresh fish. It just cooks so easily.
Yeah. So that was breakfast, 2 fried eggs. What did you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? Come to think of it.
What's your favourite go-to now for lunch?
Because I'm in a very fortunate position that the food I eat changes every day, because I'm at the Ballymena Cookery School,
so we're teaching different things,
and our students are cooking different food, so I'm in an incredibly spoiled fortunate position. So it's whatever's in season. I mean, I'm obsessed with the new potatoes right now, because the new East Cork potatoes, out of door grown,
delicious,
are incredible. A bit of butter and salt and whatever else you want to have.
Is mackerel in mackerel season?
We've seen so little mackerel.
Right.
Apparently the mackerel have gone north because of climate change or different tidal changes. Whatever, so we've seen very little mackerel. I'd eat mackerel every day of the year if I could.
So delicious.
And we have fingers crossed that we might see a wild salmon from the Blackwater, but who knows?
Right.
Because they are as scarce as hen's teeth.
You can get the smoked mackerel in your supermarket. You know, which is nice with a fried egg or a poached egg.
Indeed.
Or, yeah. Some spring onions, nice.
That's right.
A bit of toasted sourdough. There you go. That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Listen, Rory, good luck. It's the Folly Festival, and it takes place in Cullhill Castle, County Leash, 4th and 5th of July, celebrating 600 years of Cullhill Castle. Thanks, Rory. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you so much, Rory.
Margaret. Anish Toshi now in the Preel Skelton and Oakta, Lamarini Hulawan.